Podcast Network Asia.
All right, welcome back to Anything Goes with
the Bonnies.
And we are in another one of our mini deep dive episodes, sweetheart.
Yep. So today is going to be another What You're Into.
Yep. Why don't you start?
Okay. I had a couple of things kanina, like I had a list, but I settled with The Princess and the Goblin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a novel. A book by George MacDonald.
Uh-huh.
And we've been reading this book to Philip.
We both yes.
Yeah. So this is not like a new book that we're reading, but over the course of his like 1 year in grade three, we are like reading through this book and many other books for mm-hmm. his like English and literature.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we started it out, it was kind of like, oh, okay lang, parang wala lang. And then you would read it, I would read it.
Yes.
He would also sometimes read it on his own. So, parang the story is not complete to me. But
yeah.
In the last few days, I would read the, siguro ano na to, parang the lower half. We're like,
I think the action's
eight,
building up eh.
Maybe it's like 8 chapters away from the ending or maybe less.
I kind of feel incomplete because I read a lot of the rising action.
Correct.
So I'm like, okay. Okay, parang ganun.
Kaya pala hindi mo siya What You're Into kasi ako'y nakakuha ng masayang part. Yeah, but why am I into The Princess and the Goblin? I just began to, siguro, let me check kung nasa ang chapter ako when I started like really liking it. The Old Lady and Curdy. So I think this was the part when the princess goes to save Curdy. And as
Curdy is in trouble?
Yeah. He's in trouble. Like he got trapped. Because you know, like
he was in the mines.
Uh-uh.
Oh.
So parang si princess is going to, I don't know how to say it.
How
like,
does she save him? He's the one who saves her in the earlier.
Yeah. The thing lang talaga is, but I don't know if I can say everything kasi baka mamaya, ano yun, ma-spoil ko ba sa kanila? So I
don't
know.
Well, warning, spoiler alert, diba? Like, so, how old is this book?
Well, hindi pa naman to yung ending. So, I think it should be good. But anyway, so, he goes to save him and he does it by the great grandmother, which always appears. But that's the mystical
Wait,
figure.
Wait, the great grandmother appears in the mines?
No, not in the mines. But like, it is through the, remember the thread? The magic thread?
Yeah, just follow the thread on your finger. Yeah.
That she has to follow?
Yeah.
That comes from the grandmother?
Yep.
So, parang yun yung maglalabas sa kanila palabas. And they are safe. So that's just, you know, the gist of what happened. And when I started noticing that it's an actually great story.
Yeah.
Because it becomes about the princess saving Curdy and Curdy not believing the method of salvation. Like, because he didn't see the grandmother.
He didn't see the grandmother.
He didn't see the thread.
Oh, okay.
So, parang, pero hindi niya ma-deny na nakalabas sila.
Yeah, yeah.
Pero hindi pa rin siya naniniwala. So he feels like this princess is just like, you know, lying and making up all sorts of things.
But how does that account for how she say, okay, that's so cool. Because I was just thinking about that, like an old Andy Stanley sermon where he said, people, because it can't be explained.
Yes.
They want to deny it.
That is exactly what got me.
Okay.
When I got hooked on the story.
Kasi nga, what chapter is that? 22?
I don't know. But there's this line here
that's
na
what
parang
I'm doing this afternoon.
Frustrated na frustrated kasi si Princess na parang, why would he not believe me? And she was talking to the grandmother about it.
Wait, so she was able to bring Curdy to the secret room of the grandmother.
Dapat magkikita na sila nung grandmother. And if you're a reader, you're like, yeah, you're gonna see the grandmother already.
In the secret room.
Not in the secret room, in another room.
Okay.
Nevertheless, the grandmother was there.
Wow, she moved
and
rooms.
Still, Curdy couldn't see.
Yeah.
Parang sa kanya, ano ba to? Niloko mo ba ako? Yeah. Anyway, dun ako na-hook kasi parang dun ko na-realize yung parang, it's like an analogy for you know, believing.
For faith, yeah.
Or believing anything. Like, yeah. If I believe in something, if somebody doesn't see it, and they don't want to believe it because they don't see it.
Wala kang magagawa.
Wala kang magagawa. But at the same time, it also doesn't mean that what I've seen is not true.
Yeah.
He just doesn't see it.
Yeah.
Parang ganon. And then there's this like exchange with the grandmother and princess na sabi niya.
After Curdy fails
yeah,
to
after
see her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Na parang ang ganda-ganda kasi na parang sabi niya, parang what does it all mean, grandmother? Sobbing na si princess. Na parang, but ganon. It means, my love, that I did not mean to show myself. Curdy is not yet able to believe some things. Seeing is not believing. It is only seeing. Diba, amazing. It's such a beautiful line. Na parang, oh nga no, there are things we see, but we don't really believe.
Yeah.
And there are things we believe that we actually don't have to see
yeah.
for us to believe.
Yeah.
Diba? So parang, ang dami niyang ganon na even about yung parang, yung next line na gusto ko, we are all very anxious to be understood and it is very hard not to be. But there is one thing much more necessary. What is that, grandmother? To understand other people. Ang gaganda ng mga ganon niya eh. So, yun lang. Feeling ko lang, you know, I mean like I'm into a kind of literature kasi that fills me up that way. Yung
look,
parang it's
that
so...
Line. Look at that.
Yeah.
That next part of it.
Yes, grandmother, I must be fair. For if I'm not fair to other people, I'm not worth being understood myself.
Aray.
I see. So, as Curdy can't help it, I will not be vexed with him, but just wait. So, it's the whole, parang the grandmother's is the great wise old woman saying na, relax lang kayo.
Yeah,
parang,
yeah.
There is some, parang, to each his own.
Yeah.
You have your own journey. Curdy has his own journey. Everybody else, you know, believes as they have, for whatever reason, they believe or not believe.
Yeah.
Diba? And we should be kind to everyone
yeah.
in whatever stage of life we are in.
Yeah.
Parang, so yun yung nagustuhan ko sa kanya. And plus the fact na when I searched it quickly kanina, I didn't know that George MacDonald actually influenced. I knew he influenced
C.S. Lewis, yeah.
I didn't know. So when I saw it earlier, na-influence din pala niya yung goblins ni Tolkien.
Yeah.
I don't know, anong book ba niya or writing niya yun?
Well, no, I mean the basic goblins who live in the mines, diba? So that's in The Hobbit.
Yeah, so influence talaga niya yeah, yun, parang ganon. Yeah. So I just didn't know that he...
I thought the goblins of Tolkien came first. I didn't know...
It was like he was drawing.
MacDonald's
but he's older nga
first.
Naman talaga,
yeah, yeah.
No? And then I also saw here, wait, let me see ha, si G.K. Chesterton din ha. I, for one, can really testify to a book that has made a difference to my whole existence, which helped me see things in a certain way from the start. So, introduction to George MacDonald and his wife coming from that page one shot. Tas, he was talking about, of all the stories I've read, including even of all the novels of the same novelist, it remains the most real, most realistic, in the exact sense of the phrase, the most like life. It is called The Princess and the Goblin, and it is by George MacDonald.
Yeah, he's an interesting figure. We really should get to know him more.
I know, no?
Because C.S. Lewis mentions him in one of our favorite books, The Great Divorce. You know, the author plays the part of narrator, observer of all of these divine happenings. And his guide is George MacDonald.
Yes.
Which is weird because it's like...
And why would he be, no? Parang yeah. He's kind of like my muse, ganon.
And why would, you know, the guy who explains the secrets of heaven and hell and how they deal with the human heart or how the human heart deals with them, why is it a children's story author? He wrote other things, I'm guessing, not just children's
yeah,
stories.
Yeah, yeah.
But he really looks up to George MacDonald talaga. So, yeah. So, Princess and the Goblin.
Yep.
Super worth reading.
Yeah. So, if you guys are looking for something like fictional, but something really deep also and wise and profound, I would say go for this. I'd probably read it all over again.
Need to read it.
Like, really understand it for myself and not for my son. Ikaw naman, what you're into?
I've said this game before, but I want to highlight a specific part of it. I'm into the game Portal, which has been around since 2007, and Portal 2 since 2011. Now, as games go, it's really, actually, now that I play it again, it's so simple. It's so simple compared to a lot of the more complex games that are available now. You can finish the whole thing in 2.5 hours, which is rare for a top level game nowadays.
Why? I mean, like, games really make it sure that you don't get to finish them, so you keep buying. Ganun ba yan? So you keep buying?
People call it replayability. So you want to be able to play the same game again. Like, play the same game and try to do better. Alam mo yun?
Ito, hindi pwede yan.
This one, because it's not like that. It doesn't measure any achievements. It doesn't measure how quickly you did it. You just need to do it. So in terms of gameplay, it's actually really simple.
But why do you like it?
The concept, again, is also simple. It's just a portal gun. Mm-mm. So you have one weapon, unlike other games where you have so many weapons. You have a portal gun. And you shoot a blue ring and an orange ring.
Uh-huh.
When you shoot a blue ring on a specific wall and an orange ring on another wall, you can enter the blue ring and you'll come out the orange ring. So simple. And it's all these spatial puzzles. I'm not mispronouncing special. Spatial. S-P-A-T-I-A-L.
Spatial po.
Spatial and spatial. Because it is spatial. puzzles where you have to solve it by using a portal. Diba? So for example, I'm trying to reach this ledge. The ladder is broken. No worries. Shoot a blue ring to the ledge above. An orange ring to the ledge I'm on. I enter the orange ring. I go out the blue ring. Parang ganun. And that simple concept times 100 different problems. Alam mo yon? So I don't have a gun. There's a robot shooting me. Oh, I know. Shoot a blue ring in front of his gun and an orange ring behind him, so he ends up shooting himself. Parang ganun. I'm falling. Shoot.
So it takes creativity.
Yeah.
Because of the problems.
And spatial creativity.
Because of the problems that they have designed it with.
Yes. Now, what I want to highlight, I think I've mentioned this game before. What I want to highlight is the antagonist, the main villain, who is GLaDOS, this robot AI that is taking control. So the setting of the game is you are in a testing facility where they were developing experimental weapons. And the main villain is GLaDOS, and I just love her so much. That sounds so weird. No, I love the villain. It's so much.
Hindi po siya nagtataksil.
Oh, nga eh. But the point kasi is, you look at games where, and to be honest, sweetheart, when it comes to video games kasi, there are many ways to make it memorable. And one of the most memorable ways is a memorable villain. Mm-hmm. Because you are already the protagonist. You are, in this art form of video gaming, you're the protagonist. So I need to have a villain who is engaging, you know? So Far Cry 3, for example, has a very engaging villain. Metal Gear is famous for over-the-top villains. Yung mga, oh my gosh, ang kulit naman ito. Masyadong anime. GLaDOS is the opposite of these. She is so understated. She's not terrifying by her animation, by her actions. It's really from her menacing voice in your ear the whole time you're playing the game. And her voice is always like, in the beginning, she sounds so proper. Like, oh, you have finished the first test.
Can I hear the voice? Or?
Oh, sige, sige.
Is that okay though?
I mean,
pwede naman i-play yan, no?
Yeah.
You know, I have a question after that. Well, actually, while you're typing. Because you know how Philip gets scared?
Yes.
Because of video games.
Yes.
And because I'm not a gamer, that I don't get it.
So he finds this game it's a little bit on the creepy edge, even though there's nothing happening.
But
he can feel it there. Okay, here's right, how so GLaDOS sounds.
Oh, hi. Say, you're good at murder. Murder this bird for me? Oh. No, wait. Just kill it and we'll call things even between us. No hard feelings.
That's her.
Please get it off, thanks.
All right, I've been thinking. When life gives you lemons, don't make lemonade.
Yeah.
Make life take the lemons back.
Yeah.
Get mad!
Yeah.
I don't want your damn lemon!
So, it's a robot female voice. So that's what happens in Portal 2. She gets turned into a potato. But basically, she's a big, big robot. She gets put into a potato. So she's this menacing voice. And she's got all these like weird burns, like making fat jokes, like basically calling you fat the whole game. Like, In the next test, enter this elevator if you even fit. Parang ganun yung...
My gosh.
Parang, oh my gosh, ininsulto na ba ako ng game na to? And that's how you begin to notice in Portal 1 na ay bad guy pala siya. So for example, you did so well in the test. In fact, you did so well. I'm going to note this on your file in the commendation section. Oh, there's lots of room here. Wala kang commendations pala this whole time. Here's another burn from her. This is what's on your file. A bitter, unlikable loser whose passing shall not be mourned. Shall not be mourned. That's exactly what it says. Very formal, very official. Parang she just, ano,
Sa mga villains, siya lang ang ganyan?
You know what?
Kasi, medyo ma-burn, ganun.
Maraming ma-burn, pero ito yung sobrang understated talaga. Yun. Despite your violent behavior, the only thing you've managed to break so far is my heart. Na, because she's saying na, ano, but I'm trying to be kind to you. Remember before when I was talking about smelly garbage standing around being useless? That was a metaphor. I was actually talking about you. So one of my favorite bad guys of all time, si GLaDOS from the Portal series. If you're looking for a cool video game to get into, yeah, highly recommend Portal. If you've seen Portal guns in modern first-person shooters, good to give homage to where it came from, the Portal series. And remember, one of the greatest villains of all time, GLaDOS.
So yun talaga, worldwide, ano siya, parang celebrated siya as one of the greatest villains.
Yes, yes.
I see. Even in the gaming world, parang
ganon.
Oh
yeah, yeah. Kasi nga, she has so much personality eh.
Okay.
And yun nga, parang how can you have personality for someone who's basically a robot, diba? So, galing lang ng paggawa.
Ng creator.
Yep. What's our common theme with these two? Are there common themes?
Are we gonna try?
I don't know. I'm just trying
that's
to think.
Such a,
like,
that is such a, what do you call that? A task or a challenge for such deep and random conversations.
I think good writing is the common theme today.
Good crafting.
Good crafting. Sige.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kasi parang, parang tayo drawn tayo sa, and it could be anything.
Yeah.
Like it could just be, and I think that's how we're deep and random also. Like we, same here, if I go to a restaurant and then they wrote something on the wall and I would have said na, wow, grabe, ang galing nung pagsulat. Ang galing nung concept. Alam mo yun? Yung parang
ma-apply. Graffiti na, or...
No. It could be like... Could be anything like that they put out on the wall.
Yeah.
Parang...
Yeah.
Or something really random that you'll see somewhere and I would happen to appreciate the art and the crafting that went behind
it. The intentionality is another thing we're pointing out. The intentionality.
Correct ka dyan. And not only the intentionality but also... the triumph of like the goal. Parang
of
there was a goal, there's a goal, were they able to hit it?
Yeah.
And if they do, that's what I celebrate. And sometimes nga, parang for me, it's not even a matter of like, is it a box office hit?
Yeah.
It's not like everyone liked it, but if the point was to get this across and the point wasn't really to get a viral thing,
yeah.
Then they
That's
they,
what I like about
it.
The movies. You know?
Yeah, kasi intentionally, I just want to be a dumb movie.
Yep.
Diba,
so,
that's what I say
successful.
About...
You, good job, you.
That's what I say about the superhero movies. I don't come in thinking that this is going to be very, very deep. So I don't really expect it to do that for
Speaking
me.
Speaking of which...
Which is what? What?
John Wick.
Sige. Gusto mo panoorin ko?
Yeah. I don't know if you want to watch it, but I'm definitely going to watch it. And we're going to hear it soon in a mini deep dive.
Taray. Okay.
That's it.
Well, that's it for today. And tell us what you think about it. If any of you have read the book that I just mentioned, Princess and the Goblin. And also if any of you like play Portal.
Yes.
And really like GLaDOS?
GLaDOS.
GLaDOS.
Yeah.
As just as much.
That's Bye. It.
Bye, guys.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.